Good evening, everyone. Good evening. We're running late tonight and it's all my fault. I unplugged the wrong thing and plugged in the wrong thing and all of that. And Dawn was trying to tutor me and I was being too zealous and I'm so sorry. But here we all are. And because I want to talk to you, there's a whole bunch of things for us to talk about. My name is Veronica Entwistle, for those of you who don't know. And you've tuned into Radiance by Design, which is really a show about you and me learning to radiate at a much higher level, but consciously. And I wanted to talk to you as much as I could about what's going on in your world. And I also would like to speak tonight about Lavendar. Did any of you listen to the show on Tuesday night? Or I don't know if the podcasts are up yet. But Lavendar is one who, and I was on her show on Tuesday as well. She is one who is part ET and part human and has a double pineal gland, which is kind of an interesting concept. And she was talking about a lot of things, her rapport with ETs. And I've recently had some connection myself. And we talked about how, or she spoke about how, for example, the shift, she said, and I had to think about this, I was channeling with my own guidance tonight about this, but she was saying that that the shift is designed by the ETs. And the way she was talking about them, I was kind of fretting. I was going like, do you think that we are their puppets? And that's me having like a three-dimensional kind of rapport with the comparison of different species. So I was asking my own guides, I was saying tonight about my guides and angels, my higher self and Source and whoever else we can talk to. I was asking them about this. And they were saying it's really interesting because they started off our channeling tonight saying how we needed to pay attention to the fact that we kind of keep ourselves shelled in. We keep ourselves when we're anxious about, paying the bills, writing the book, getting the publisher, getting gas for your car, getting your car, you know, all those different things. We tend to confine ourselves in a kind of a shell, which is really just you could call it a vibrational skin that keeps us connected within ourselves, and we're essentially hunkering down. And as my guidance was saying tonight, that pay attention when you're doing that. Pay attention and release it. Because the gifts that come to you, the promptings, those hits of synchronicities, those hits of intuition, all of that comes through much easier when you've released that cage in which we all live in a way. If you purposely and consciously let yourself feel the expansion of your fields and frequencies, and then raising your mind, remember, like a sculpting tool out there, and seeing it as a conduit for the higher fields and frequencies. You can say, oh, golly gee, I don't want to let a whole bunch of crap in. I'm saying, oh, I don't think we will, as long as you keep assiduously clearing your fields, raising your fields and frequency in a conscious fashion, you're not going to bring in a bunch of junk. I think it was Valerie Hunt. I always love to refer to my various interviews. But Valerie Hunt, who crossed over last February in her late 90s, 98, I think, she was the one who taught me years ago and taught a lot of my listeners that nothing dark can stick to you if you keep your fields moving upwardly, if you keep your frequencies going up. Things are just slide off or not be. Back to Esther Hicks, the law of attraction. They won't be attracted to sticking to you. So don't be worrying about that. The only thing you do is keep clearing what's locked inside of you. 98% of the job is clearing. Clearing energy. So I really am going to give you the numbers right off the bat because I would like you to call in tonight. You know, the direct line is 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602. And then the 888 number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Now, we have a lot of things going on the planet, and is really quite frustrating. There's a lot about this trade agreements. I have not been paying much attention to politics, even though I was very active in politics some years back, many years back, actually. I call it the evolution revolution in the 60s and in and around that time. But I've kind of turned a blind eye to certain parts of it, although, like a lot of us, I was pretty excited about Obama. But talking about keeping a skin down and around us, there is a containment, a consciousness containment that seems to be running the whole economic world, our greed for resources, our lack of interest in how people are and human supports and so on. It's really getting to an all-time high, and we're losing rights in this country all over the place, usually to corporate domination and greed. And, you know, that sounds pretty political for me. But guess what? I'm reading about a lot of it, and I'm sure you are too. So my question of the guides tonight was, are the ETs or the guides and angels, if we open up and connect more and more and become collectively a much higher level, can we not turn over a lot of this, like, really closed in, dominating, misplaced power stuff? And they are saying yes, but we have to have enough of us. There has to be like a huge lifting of consciousness and frequency. Like Jim Self said in one of my paradigm shifting interviews a few weeks back, he's quite a wonderful man who works very hard in loving drive for consciousness and teaches it. He's called Alchemy, what's it, Mastering Alchemy. And he said something that you and I have heard for a long time, which is you keep focusing on the choices. So if things are really bad, you choose to look through it. Choose kindness for all people. Choose fairness. Choose expansion. Choose to see a healthy economy. Choose to see possibilities where it seems that we're being thwarted. He claims that we can walk through it as if it's kind of a gel or a celluloid kind of reality. And that's a really wonderful thought. So what do you have to say about that? What do you think? And do you believe that there are ETs that are wanting to really guide us and help us out of this? Because I do. I believe that they want to help us, but they can't really interfere. Now, we know that they've been around for probably thousands of years, eh? We know that they've been around for a long time. And just because our government says they haven't been around, we know that they've used ET technology for a long time in all kinds of situations. So we know we're being kind of bamboozled or lied to about a lot of things. Listen to me, I sound pretty radical tonight, don't I? We know all that. So what can we do about it? We do the kind of clearing. We raise our field and frequency, change the energy, change the reality. We gift and support one another. We choose to go forward. We choose to be a nation or a world of loving support for one another. It's a big subject. So anyway, I hope some of you caught the lavender who had quite a bit to do with George Van Tassel, who began the Integratron. What is the Integratron for? He was a test pilot for Howard Hughes, apparently. I'd been told initially that he was a NASA guy, but apparently he wasn't. He was a test pilot for Howard Hughes, and Howard Hughes was one of his greatest donators. When he, at Giant Rock, just a little ways away from Landers, California, he had these visitations with beings from different, we'll call them ETs, or we'll say different dimensions or different vibrational realities, that he had visitations with them, and he was given huge blueprints, or he was given blueprints and a complete description on how to develop this thing, which was a rejuvenation chamber. And I don't know what the dimensions are. You can look up Integratron and see it yourself, but it's really huge. When you're lying on the floor in the second story of this and you look up, it might be 30 feet up to where the dome goes up over you, and it's just as wide. So it's really quite a large expanse in there, and the acoustics are absolutely outrageous. Now, you are a vibrational vehicle of light, and I am a vibrational vehicle of light. And a lot of our sound healers, like David Eisen and Jonathan Goldman, and D.L. Cielo, I think her name is, and Randy Masters, a number of these beings are really amazing about helping us heal and helping us raise our fields and frequency by making sounds or making music. And a lot of you can feel it. It kind of resonates through your body, mind, and it loosens the very thing that the guides were talking about to me this evening and to Bob, is that we have to loosen or vibrate the shield around us that we keep ourselves safe in, you know, like we put a shield that we keep reality designed by this external of our body mind. And when you have somebody making sounds, you know, whether it's flute sounds or our own vocal sounds, or we're chanting the chakras, all these different tones that healers use or toners have been using since time began, it vibrates things. It vibrates us in such a way is that we can rise, we can let our radiance rise and not be trapped. And the spiraling lights that go up through you will pick up speed and move through. And the edges of your body mind will let higher frequency energies radiate out in your aura. And as far as I'm concerned, well, so going into the integratron where you're lying there, when somebody's playing the chakra bowls, you know, you're completely, and there are 25 people in there usually, and the acoustics are so incredible. And these bowls are played in such a way as you can feel the frequencies taking over your entire beingness. So how you feel in your body is all just vibrating and resonating. And a lot of us have had like incredible multidimensional experiences lying there in that circumstance. And I think it's because the fields flow round and round and round in the huge dome and work their way through you. It's just a wonderful experience. And a lot of people will say, oh, I've had sound baths here, there, and everywhere. I think that that's true. And I think that the edifice that we were in, that I've been in several times, is they called it a rejuvenation chamber. So I think the example of that being kind of an extreme container where you can actually feel it and really let it permeate your whole being is called a rejuvenation chamber, because we do get older because of a lot of the beliefs and the substructures that are in us, right? So this is one way to get those beliefs to shake up in your body, mind, and then disperse themselves throughout your system. And so that could really expand how you hold an awareness of the universe, can't it? And it can also heal things that are kind of trapped inside and densifications that are trapped inside. It's so fascinating to be a human being. So we go back into the world political situation. I go, wow, it seems like some of this, I'll just call it greed or demand for resources, is constricting so many people. But it seems to make sense to me that if we can raise our fields and frequency, we can move right through it, can't we? Raise your field and frequency. It's really interesting, isn't it? It's kind of a, I don't know if it's a paradox. It's just a really interesting reality about being a human being that a lot of times we forget. Those of you listening to Radiance by Design and other shows on BBS and More Consciousness Stuff are quite well aware of these talents of us. So one of the things I love to do on Radiance by Design is our Sacred Geometrics meditation. And the thing about the Sacred Geometrics, they're also a tool for you to raise your fields and frequency and really become more empowered and more multidimensional. So let's use that example and go into the Sacred Geometrics and really create, I guess that's what I really like to do, really create the coherent field that will help anybody listening and anybody holding hands with them and anybody hugging them and anybody experiencing them on the phone or whatever. It's going to help them raise their fields and frequency. You see, you take some and you just pass it on. So thusly, that could be our politics, couldn't it? I'm really glad to see everybody tonight. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of you out there. I'm glad that you were patient, even though I kind of messed up the beginning of this show. And I'm going to start the meditation now. But remember, have your finger ready to punch the button to call in, 530-327-7602. So above your head, I want you to see a golden ball. Maybe it's about 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball, really gold. And it's maybe 40 feet down. From the upper golden ball down through the spine, drop a filament of light, good, into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball, drop your three-sided gold pyramid, and upside down, meeting it base to base, another three-sided pyramid, its point goes into the lower golden ball. So here you've got this amazing double tetrahedron. It's like a big diamond shape. And inside of that, there's a crystal ball. What color is your crystal ball? There we go. And inside of that, there's a star, a great big three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of that. Remember, the three-dimensional Star of David, called a star tetrahedron, is just like your light body. Some say it is your light body. I kind of think they're slightly different, or maybe it's an external manifestation of how the light body reflects. I don't know. I can't really be that specific and that physical about something which is pretty etheric and open to different evaluation systems. So let's not worry about that. So you see yourself in a three-dimensional Star of David, and remember, it can really be your vehicle of transformation. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in it. Spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin. And then whilst you do, look in front of you, and there's a wonderful screen. Remember our magical screen? And on that screen, we're going to put several movies that we've created. The first movie is you being or becoming what it is you want to become. What is it you'd like to become? Good. I want to become consciously multidimensional. I guess I've been telling you the various steps I've been taking toward that lately. So I want to be consciously multidimensional, and I see myself becoming that more and more. Help from the unseen, help from my higher self, source energy, help from a deep intrinsic permission to evolve. And then wrap that in light. And now we're the second one. What is it you would really like to create in this life? Is it a book? Is it a CD? Is it a home and family? Is it a business? Is it a trip around the world or a cruise or something? I want you to spend a minute and breathe and just feel and see all the pieces coming together to create your project. All those pieces coming together to create your project. It's enough time, enough money, all the resources you need, the people you need, and it just flows to you. See yourself feverishly putting it all together because you're so enthusiastic, and then it gets done and you high-five yourself. But to maintain that project, let's take a few minutes and see all the resources flowing to you to maintain your project for whatever its natural life would be. Good. And the feeling of success runs right through your body. Wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, the Galactic Healing Center, you bring in a healing team from all those amazing, amazing layers of intelligence, the intelligences that you have access to, and so do I, Remember, we're kind of lightening our shell around ourselves so that we can receive what it is they want to bring. Okay, and so now you've got your healing team. Call them in. Say, who's in my healing team? And take a look at who they are. And see this healing table. And the first person to lay on that table is you, right? In my case, me. So I want you to lie on the table and look up at the various beings that are around the table. Good. And what is it you would really like to work on in this life? Do you have an illness? Do you have some kind of situation that you need to work on? Okay, and if you're not really sure what you want to work on, let's ask them what you need to work on. All right, I just got some really nice information. Okay, and then I'll wrap that in light. Move yourself over to the side with your table and your team because they can continue the process. And because this is a very metaphysical magic, they can replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. And now we're going to bring in a couple of people. Now there's somebody coming in here who has, my goodness, someone who's got a distortion on how she feels about life, and they're showing something in her brain. So she's having an awful time. Oh. Now, this is really interesting. I've never seen this before. They're just explaining it to me. She has a brain problem right in the upper right. It's kind of like the temporal lobe, just at the back of the frontal lobe. But it's quite a big section. But they're saying it's kind of with that part of her brain having an affliction. She struggles with a kind of an addiction. I don't know what it is, but we don't need to worry about that. Because anybody who's ever had any kind of addiction, whether it's for sugar cookies or booze or anything, shopping, gambling, whatever, it's all in that part of the brain, apparently. And they're showing here, and this is a good example, so a lot of us have some relationship to this. So let's just see that what they're going to do. Now, what they want to do, ooh, my goodness. What they want to do is vibrate. Remember we talked about the music in the Integratron and the music that a lot of you have experienced for healing? Okay. They want to vibrate this person lying on this table from the feet. They're vibrating her from the feet. This can happen to you as well. So if you have any issue with that part of your brain and you want to really get with us, you just imagine this is talking to you. Vibrate at the feet and have that energy move up. Yeah, and have it move up through the body. And they're saying that it's interesting because we're talking about how confined we all are. And when we are, we don't hear. Well, this one is preoccupied with her frustrations in life. And she can't hear very well that there's messages coming to her to help her alleviate the situation she's in. It's getting better. It's changing shape. Okay. So now feel the energy of their striking you like you're a musical instrument lovingly with paying attention to the resonance, and that energy is running up from the feet right up through the body. That's it. Right into the base of the spine. Okay, right into the base of the spine. And then right up through the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Some of you are feeling a lot of pressure in the heart chakra. Do you feel that? Don't worry about what it is. Just feel it go through. And now we're coming up to the back of her neck and into the base ganglion at the skull. Okay, Now what they're doing is pulling on her head in a way, not pulling, giving it a little bit of uplifted pressure. And you know what's interesting? It's releasing something. I don't want to try to describe it, but they're releasing something that's making the front side of her brain feel either hot or she's really conscious of it right now. And we're asking if they will continue that process for a while. We're going to wrap this whole scenario in light and move it over to the left. And I'd love it if it's about you to at least call in a little while. Now, here's my friend who's had chronic pain for a long, long time. She comes into this table. Yeah. Now, I'm seeing four of you with chronic pain of various types, and you all have a different reason for it. There's always a reason for our pain, even though it's unfathomable. We might say, oh, golly, but this is a three dimension. It's very hard for us to actually experience that. But there is a reason. And sometimes it takes a lot of years and it takes a long time to excavate the subconscious long enough or deep enough to find out what the reasoning is for having this illness. Is it a soul contract? Is it something that you chose to come in with in order to solve one of your soul's requirements in this lifetime? And this, my friend that has had chronic pain for a long time, I would say a part of hers is like this. That you made a contract that you would come in and you think of it as paying a debt. Now, the guides keep saying you don't really owe those debts. All they are is experiences. But somewhere we create an emotional statement around the things we've done wrong. Okay? And so I'm watching her and saying, you know, you can look at this as a debt you thought you should pay. And I know that we've talked about this before. But we're saying to you, you know, if you could really feel that about that debt, feel it, and then raise yourself above so you can understand that you don't need to keep that commitment to feeling that pain. You don't need to anymore. Those days are gone. There you go. Those days are gone. Yeah. And that commitment is no longer required. Maybe it never was, but it doesn't matter. It's just like it no longer required. One of the things we're here for, where does that care? Okay, one of the things we're here for on the planet is learn to think for ourselves, to create the reality that we want. And you and I know that we're in a period of time on the planet where we're hoping to be able to create a reality that is a win-win for the whole planet, for Mother Earth herself, for our atmosphere, as well as all the various individuals and animals and fish and so on that are here, birds. Okay, back into my friend. And anybody else at home, if you can call up a feeling of, I had one client friend say, I yelled at Jesus when he was alive, and I've been carrying that guilt ever since. I'm like, I don't think Jesus wants that, do you? I mean, it's like they've told us over and over and over, we can step out of karma, we can step out of the edicts of the subconscious, and you can do it for the sake of the whole species. We can do it for the sake of all humanity, not just for you. So don't worry about it being like selfish or you're shirking your duty. Your duty, if you want to look at it as duty, can be stepping up and out of the old way of being so that we all get to fly free. And we've heard this before. We're one. We're all one. And we need to all shift in order to make the shift, if you will. And the shift is going to have to be a very intentional thing. So back to you, who's lying on the table, who's had chronic pain for so long. See if you can work with that. See if you can work with that. And the other three people that are here, we have a man who's got incredible hip pain and back. He's very, very spiritual. He's a loving, loving man who's been trying to track his own soul journey and his purposeful soul journey in this life. And we're working on, and his left hip is really quite terrible right now. And let me see here. There we go. And so his healing team, his guides and angels are working on that as well. And in his case, it's another example about him having to release how he has contained certain kind of crazinesses in his own belly. You know what I mean? Crazinesses like, oh, like I've talked to you before, that I had the feeling that people around me died because I. Thank you. I'll just wait a minute, Alea. The people around me died because I was somehow bad and God was doing that. Well, that's not a truth. That's a crazy feeling. But a lot of us have crazy feelings inside. And I want to say to my friend, who's a wonderful, conscious being in a lot of ways, that his healing in his hip is going to happen better when he pulls out the crazy feelings in his belly, strange responsibilities, strange guilts, strange feelings of fault, like my friend who was paying back something that no longer needs to be paid. It's almost like if your debts have been resolved. And so I think that that's enough of that particular chronic pain thing. And for the other two, there's enough information in what we've said for you to drop into what it is you're learning in this lifetime about what's been buried in you subconsciously. One of you's got tremendous heartache, so it would be worth like pulling up a conscious grief and handing it over to God, because you know that in that terrible grief that you've suffered, you've had new beginnings that were birthed out of it. Not saying that grief is a bad thing, because I always believe it's the reason that we write the book, Dance the Dance, Make a Change, right? So it's not wrong. It's a very important, it's one of the most crucial transformative responses to life. But you need to move it a bit farther and keep turning it so that you're coming into a time of expression as a result, not a time of just being buried under it. Okay. I'm going to check the time here and then I'll let Alea come on. There's one more. This woman has tremendous. Sorry, I'm going to change that, Alea. Can you wait till we finish with the healing, the political situation, and then I'll talk to you, okay? Anyway, there's one more person who has a lot of headaches and a lot in the jaw. And I want that your guidance is really working with you, and they're working with the base chakra and the perineal area and the belly. Now you could say, but it was the headache, but that's where it's all emanating from. And yours is a big indecision, huge indecisions about who you are and what right you have to be. See, that's kind of craziness for all of us, isn't it? When we say, what right do I have to be here? Well, guess what? You know, God doesn't make mistakes. You're here for the experience. And what are your experiences? And what are you gleaning from them? That's the exciting part. So I want to give you a hug, although I can't because I'd be in the way of your wonderful healing team, and tell you, of course, you have every right to be here as much as anybody in the whole world, even Oprah. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now let's just do the final thing, which is seeing some political problem up on this table. It is a huge political situation. So how about we go back into that one, which is American politics is changing things. So Americans have lost a tremendous number of rights and haven't realized it. So I hope it's not going to get worse. And you and I are going to move the energy through and up above, so and make connections with above in such a conscious way that we can change the energy of this particular situation. So let's just see all these beings on the table that have to do with conscripting and contracting human rights in this country for the sake of whatever, money, dominance, power, whatever. Okay. And now we're going to send energy up through their feet. Yeah. Through the perineum. And the energy is going to be an awakening, enlivening energy. Good. One that really helps them to grow and see. Yeah. Well, I should put it differently. One that helps them awake to grow and feel the changes required or the compassion required to want to live in a world where it's a win-win for all of us. I don't know if you heard that on Facebook today, there's a fellow who runs, I think it's called gravity.com. I can't remember even what the subject of the company is, except that this fellow's last name, I think, is Price. And he's a young guy, and he had a problem. His dad was an entrepreneur, and he worked very, very hard, and he made very little gain, not because he didn't do a good job, but because of the way the system goes. So this guy's developing a different way of running business. And he recently went to his staff and said to them, they were all making $35,000 and $40,000 a year. He put them all up to $70,000 a year. He gave up some of his own money as a CEO. And he's really talking a lot about, he's giving them unlimited vacation. Apparently people are taking it and returning and being fair about their work, and people are much more inspired. And it's just incredible. You sort of have to ask the questions of what, whether it be controllable, which is the first thought I thought of. And I went, well, okay, controlling, that's the problem anyway, isn't it? So we'll see what it is. It's a fellow, I think it's called Gravity, something Gravity. It's a company. His last name is Price. And it's in Seattle, and it's a whole new approach to running a business with consciousness. So I just want to say he's a really good example of people saying, wait a minute, this isn't right. Let's see if we can do it differently. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. And we're running light up through the people so that they become more and more conscious of the fact that things could be very different. And it could be of great gain to all of us. Yeah. There we go. Now you see, when they're doing that and moving the lights through all these beings, the connections that come to them from the higher are much brighter as well. So you know what's interesting? When you have that happen, you get this really interesting perspective about life. When you might have had your face in the corner, all of a sudden you see a breadth of perspective, right? So let's see them all do that. And now I want to bring in from the way out there this beautiful harmonizing energy that comes in from the great central sun and the source energy. And it's pink and orange, and it's very, very radiant. It comes down through the top of your heads, round through the top of our heads, round and round in the heart, fills the shoulders, down the arms, and out your hands till your fingers tingle. And I want you to see yourself patting the world anywhere that there's been cruelty, war, pestilence, you know, a lot of sickness, or the destruction of the land, or the destruction of our food, places like Monsanto. We want to just harmonize Monsanto in such a way that they would change some of their technology for the greater good, right? Let them keep their business, but turn it into something that's for the greater good. There we go. There we go. And and I want to sort of pat a lot of this light on people's mental health situations, because it's been a pretty destructive time for many people on the mental health level, the food level, toxicity level. Yeah. Take your hands and just pat all the places in the world that you know there's dysfunction or pain. And now take that beautiful light and circle it round and round and round and round the planet, round and round and round and round the planet, so that our wonderful ET beings, especially the ones who are trying to tune in with us, so they can really help us think beyond limiting, constrictions. Yeah. We want to just surround the world with that light. and then they can see that we're there and they can answer that call, have that light move round and round and round the planet, come into our hands, up our arms, circle around and round in the heart, round and round and round, move back up through the neck and straight out through the top of the head, going way out to the great central sun. Turn around and close off your galactic healing center. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And while we're spinning, we're going to invite Alea, who I hope is very patiently waiting. Are you patiently waiting, darling, to come on in and tell us how you are today? Are you
Can you hear
there?
me?
Yeah, I can hear you
Can you hear
now.
me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, how are you?
You know what? I think I'm doing really well. How are you?
Up and down a little rocky lately. But
Why do you
yeah,
think?
just the energy, you know, I'm very sensitive to it. And yesterday was, I could really feel waves going through everything. Just, it was kind of interesting because I could focus on that, or I could focus on regular life. I could focus back on that, and it was just an interesting thing to experience.
So, did you feel the earthquakes that came over the last couple of days?
Maybe that was it. I don't know. I just felt like as if I was standing on a boat that was kind of rocking, or waves that are sort of going through. I don't know how to explain it.
Well,
It
the
was
way
just
I
different
heard it is
sensations.
that they were not very high earthquakes. They were like three, I think. Like at not nines, but threes sort of thing.
Yeah, where were they?
I don't know if I remember exactly where. I think maybe slightly offshore, and probably I think one of them was a little south of LA.
Okay. Well,
And
that was kind of exciting
that's where
for a
you
moment.
are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be understandable.
Yeah, and if you say it's
Yeah.
feeling like waves, I'm going, well, that seems like that would be that, eh?
Yeah, I did feel that. I had the same sensation after the first year earthquake I experienced here in 2000, and I want to say 2010, maybe 2009. And really saw the whole reality look like a special effect. And it really looked like a special effect where you took a flat image and you put it through a wave effect. And I was like, whoa, did I really see that? Did I just see that?
And it
And
was only in
especially
seconds,
this.
was it?
Yeah, it was only a second. And that was sort of the beginning of a lot of these other things that happened. But that was sort of like a wake up kind of thing. And this, what I felt yesterday, was more of a feeling and less of a visual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, when you just feel things in different parts of your being, not necessarily your body, but your being. Yeah.
Isn't
It was
that
kind of
that's an
fascinating.
interesting
I don't
thing
know.
that immediately I start thinking of. Sometimes those come up because of memory too, don't they? So you get a feeling and it brings you to maybe thousands of years ago, some memory in your cells of things that happened
Could
then
be.
as well.
Could be. Yeah. And what I kind of discern between feeling and emotion. To me, emotions are reactionary and feelings are sort of your connection with the other reality systems that we're living in, parallel universes. So it's sort of like your connection to your higher self can come through a feeling. You know, it's close to being intuition, but it's not really emotion, although it could be translated emotionally if you react to it. That's my definition, you know, for what that's worth.
Well, that's worth a lot. It's your definition. I'm thinking about it. That's what I'm doing, is just thinking about it. But I agree with
Because
you.
when you
There's a lot of
go
messages
ahead.
going on out there that you have to be really sort of still to discern those differences at all, don't you?
Yeah, and that's an interesting point that you're saying, because my whole computer life went down for an entire day, and still down today, but my phone came back, my computer went down, and so I was on my way to the store to get it fixed. And that's when I started to feel this, and I'm like, you know what, if I was doing my normal thing, head down in the computer, I probably would not have noticed it.
Oh, that's right. That's very interesting, because that's where we started the show tonight. Is the guides had come to me and said, when you're hunkered down, they didn't put it in those words, but when you're hunkered down like that, you don't receive very much of the higher messaging, and which is another version of what you're saying. And they were reminding us to get going on that and remind yourself more often.
Well, I'm sure that's why they broke down my computer, and then shut off the phone. And I'm like, whoa! I mean, I don't know who I am anymore.
So, what did you do? Go jump in the waves?
Well, no, actually, I've been on the beach for a couple of days because I can feel it energetically as a pain in my body. So, I actually went down on the beach today and just sat in the sun because it's very healing, and I don't sunburn anymore, so it doesn't matter how much time I'm in the sun. But it was really very healing, and it's funny because as I walked to the ocean, I parked a couple blocks away, walked to the ocean, I felt myself progressively feel better and better.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I'm very linked to this ocean, and I every time I think about moving away, I can't even stand the thought, so... Probably not going to happen anytime soon. But then I had a reading by somebody who's a psychic healer, and she said that, you know, I've been wanting to get more in touch with my guides, and I have a serious doubt about those guides, you know, because I'm like, you know, they don't seem to come through very well. And I know, like, yeah, they come through. They
maybe
come
you
through
don't let
book.
Them through you.
Well, that's what she's saying, and she tried to say it diplomatically. But, you know, as a visual, but I was wondering if you have any, you know, information or, shall we say, like a way to let down whatever that barrier is that keeps me from knowing this stuff more, you know, more readily, or is
well,
there
I'm
anything
just
that
looking.
Can be done?
You're Pisces, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's okay. So my experience is when I learned how to do it, I literally had a structure above my head, and I let this elixir of gold light come down and pour into the top of my head, and I literally felt it. Sometimes it would just drill holes in my head. I can't explain it, but it really hurt when I was learning to do it. So I guess I had, for a multi-air kind of person, I had a very physical connection with them rewiring me is how I took it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I would say I would use that as a caricature of what you may not have to do it that way, but there is some way of actually cutting in. It's called channeling because it cuts, as you know, because it cuts into that kind of thicker protective layer that we have. It cuts in. It doesn't just happen. Most people don't have it just happen. But some people do. They get a bonk over the head and that's it. They're in there.
Right.
For me, I always have to kind of do the work somehow. At least that's a belief I have so far. But for you, I just go, it's kind of all soft around there. And there's kind of a, maybe, do you have opinions on how it's supposed to be? Because that'll often block it.
Possibly. I mean, I think my non-belief is more the issue than, you know, anything. It's like until I actually experience anything, it's not real to me. So, if I don't experience it, it's almost like, well, okay, well, that's kind of a nice thing, but I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, but there's something interesting about you is that you're feeling, as you were calling it, you have a real sensing device that works down between your chin and probably your navel area, and it moves back and forth. You pick up a lot of information. You could call that aversion. And this is for other people at home, because I know a lot of you sense, feel, and know differently from one another. And I know other intuitives who don't ever see or hear anything but they're really powerful knowers, you know? So it's like you've got a huge receiving in, I've never seen you, and I'm sure you're quite diminutive, but anyway, you have a huge receiving area from your chin right down to your navel area, and I think you get a lot of messages that way. And they might be in sensing and feeling. They don't have to be in Morse code or language, you know.
I get little pieces. Yeah, I get pieces of, you know, sort of intuitive hits and translates into phrases and things like that. But I feel like I kind of like cut off in terms of my own direction and like the, you know, like I'm not getting like real positive feedback on anything that I'm thinking about doing because, you know, I just don't know whether any of it's really worth doing at this point. You know, it's like I could feel called to do something, but it doesn't mean that it's going to come through for me in any 3D way. So it's like, that's nice. It doesn't have much value in this world.
So you don't have a real, you're feeling like you're not getting any real direction?
Yeah. Yeah. And I get direction with the books and stuff like that. I mean, you know, but those take time to produce. And I really want to move into something that's a little bit more in the moment and more lucrative in terms of, you know, some, you know, way of making it work for me, the whole 3D experience, you know.
Oh, I don't know what your other reader said recently, but I'm seeing a man, or may not be a man, it may be just an authority, whether it's a man or woman. Someone comes with an offer, and you do get pulled. It looks like you're going to be pulled away from the beach for a little while, and that there is an opportunity coming to you, and I see you being quite professional. I'm not sure what it is, but it looks like it has to do with very artistic things. I want to jump to some kind of metaphorical conclusion and say maybe it's like publishing books for other people because of some organized doodah that needs to use your particular subjective and spiritual approach on something. It's like something that pulls some of your talents in with your perceptions to help guide them. And somebody's going to come and offer you that. That's what I'm seeing. And maybe your friend who just read for you will say that. Because I've seen things for you before, but not like this. Now, I have to say goodbye, which is too bad because we're just getting to the exciting parts. But I thank you for being a caller. You're wonderful.
Thank you. No, thank you. So you see that in any time frame soon? Or?
I would say over the next little while, maybe, what is this, April? I would say probably over the next month or two, I would put it that way. It's kind of wavering as if it's not like, it's not on a Wednesday. It's kind of like in this frame, time frame. Seems to come through the mists. Maybe it's your connections from Lemuria. I don't know. Anyway, I have to say goodbye.
Okay.
Thanks, Aaliyah.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. And thank you so much for listening, everyone. I've really enjoyed talking to you tonight. Sorry I was late. Remember, my book is coming out. It's all being pulled together now. It's my near-life experience, my journey out of my 3D identity. I'm so excited. I can hardly wait to have it in my hand as a real live book. And who's coming up? Who's coming up is an amazing woman who's going to talk about a spa that she created in Woodland Hills. And it's not just a spa. It's not just any old spa. Her name is Myra McCullough, and she came up from Puerto Rico, and she's really got quite a charisma, is quite a healer, and she's going to turn us all upside down with what she has to say about this special, it's a transformational gym for your transformation, body, mind, and emotion. And it's a really great place, and she's got lots to share. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, get in touch with me, veronicaentwistle.com. Let me know if you want a session, what kind of guests you'd like me to be interviewing for Paradigm Shifters, how's your healing going, and know that take some love and pass it on. Good night. Thanks for listening.